All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, so we are going into Pro Wrestling America this week from the State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois. I am Southern Dynamite, the promoter and booker of your favorite pro wrestling fantasy league on the internet. This week we have 7 great matches for you. Usually we have like 10, but this week we knocked it down because we made some bigger matches to happen. But the one roster change we have is, gentlemen, Chris Adams has signed his contract extension for another 5 months to be in the PWA. So we're thankful for that, so that maybe he and Honky Tonk Man have a shot to regain the World Tag Team titles, which is, of course, the main event for tonight. As the World Tag Team titles are on the line, best of 3 falls match. Where the Smoking Guns defend the title against Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man. We also have the American Tag Team Champions, Eric Embry and Flying Brian Pillman, in a non-title match. Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, your World Heavyweight Champion, is also in a non-title match today. And then, of course, the ongoing feud between Southern Dynamite, myself, and the monster heel David Von Erich comes to another fever pitch as Bubba Ray Dudley and David Von Erich face off in a lumberjack match where David has nowhere to run this week. All right, first match on the card tonight. Leaping Lanny Poffo facing off against the Italian Stallion. And Stallion tries to keep up with Poffo's athleticism. He even tries his hand at cartwheels around the ring. But Poffo pins Stallion after a missile dropkick from the top turnbuckle in a time of 4 minutes, 19 seconds. Next match, television title on the line. Nightmare Ken Wayne defending the title against Mance Warner. And Mance and Ken brawl together inside and outside the ring. Mance drops Ken throat first across the guardrail. Mance rolls back into the ring just before Tommy Young reaches the 10 count. Your winner by countout, Mance Warner, in a time of 8 minutes, 58 seconds. But Nightmare Ken Wayne is still your television champion. Next, we have the American Tag Team Champions, Eric Embry and Flying Brian Pillman, facing off against Rough and Ready. And Eric and Brian find themselves quite challenged by Rough and Ready. When the four of them are having a good match, Poffo and Warner rush down to the ring. Nathaniel Whitlock jumps onto the ring apron, distracting David Manning. Poffo and Warner level both teams. Warner picks Reddy up on his shoulders. Poffo jumps off the middle turnbuckle with a moonsault into an inverted DDT on Reddy. Whitlock continues to distract Manning while Warner hits the knee pad up, knee pad down on Brian. Poffo drapes Brian on top of Reddy. Both men climb out of the ring. Whitlock drops off the ring apron. Manning turns around and counts the pin, while Poffo and Warner keep Eric and Ruff out of the ring. So your winners, Eric Embry and Flying Brian Pillman, in a time of 10 minutes, 35 seconds. After the match, Poffo and Warner climb into the ring. Whitlock follows them. Poffo waxes eloquent on their desire to be seen as the number one contenders for the American Tag Team titles. They demand a match with the champions for the titles. Eric climbs into the ring. Warner grabs him and forces him to his knees. Poffo repeats his demand for a title match. Eric says they have to prove themselves. Poffo slaps Eric across the face before restating his demand. Eric refuses again. Poffo kicks him in the stomach before Warner nails him from behind with a running knee lift to the back of the head. Poffo, Warner, and Whitlock leave the ring with Rough and Ready and the American Tag Team Champions laying unconscious in the ring. That brings us over to the interview desk as Austin Idol and Rick Rude come out to speak with Lance over losing the World Tag Team titles. They demand a rematch for the titles. Idol also offers an open challenge for anyone who would like to give him a run for his World Heavyweight title. This brings out J.J. Dillon and Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. Dillon demands the match to happen immediately. Idol reminds Dillon that title matches can't happen at the drop of a hat. He will have a match against Buzz right now. If Buzz wins, Idol will grant him a title shot next week. So that brings about the match. Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol versus Mad Dog Buzz Sawyer. Idol makes his way to the ring, followed by Buzz and Dylan. Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Buzz charges Idol in the corner, and Buzz has control of the match at the very beginning. David stalks down to the ring. Dylan smiles from ear to ear. David grabs a chair and tosses it to Buzz. Buzz nails Idol with the chair right in front of Nick Patrick, and Patrick calls for the bell and the disqualification, giving Austin Idol the win in a time of 2 minutes and 40 seconds by disqualification. David slides into the ring. Dylan climbs the ring steps with the World Heavyweight title belt. David and Buzz back Idol into the ropes and whip him across the ring. They drop Idol with a vicious double clothesline. Dylan hands David the title belt and raises his hand. David rips his hand away. David nails Buzz with the title belt. Dylan looks on in horror as David applies the iron claw on him. Candido rushes down to the ring. David releases the claw on Dylan and places it on Candido. Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden rush the ring. Buzz nails David with a running knee lift. David falls out of the ring at Bubba's feet. Bubba grabs David by the jacket and tosses him into the ring steps. Gordy comes racing down the aisle as Buzz and Candido climb out to the floor. The five of them brawl around the ringside area. Several more members of the roster come down to the ring. Finally, Answer to No One begins to play. All the action around the ring stops. All attention turns to the entrance ramp where I appear. I announce that since David can't keep himself out of the world title picture, the next match will feature many of the PWA's great wrestlers. It will be Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against David Von Erich. But since David likes to run away from a fight, everyone else that's out gets to stay out as lumberjacks. So now we have the lumberjack match. Bubba Ray Dudley versus David Von Erich. The ring clears out until David, Gordy, Bubba, and Golden are left in the ring. Gordy and Golden keep their partners in opposite corners. David Manning makes his way through the wrestlers to climb into the ring and calls for the bell. Gordy and Golden take their spots outside the ring, and David and Bubba charge at each other. They battle each other, throwing each other out of the ring several times. After 10 minutes, Bubba has the advantage in the match with a powerbomb. David rolls out of the ring next to Gordy in the Guns for Hire. Gordy and Heenan usher David out of the ringside area to the boos of the crowd. Golden, Buzz Sawyer, Chris Candido, Rick Rude, Chris Adams, and Honky Tonk Man chase them down. Manning calls for the bell after counting David out. So the winner of the lumberjack match by countout is Bubba Ray Dudley in a time of 10 minutes, 27 seconds. Somehow David managed to even get counted out in a lumberjack match where you have the ring surrounded by people who are supposed to throw him back in. What can I say? The Monster Heel wants nothing to do with Bubba Ray Dudley. All right, next match. Ravishing Rick Rude, former World Heavyweight Champion, facing off against Terry Funk. And Rick and Terry tear into each other from the opening bell. Terry and Heenan make the match difficult for Rick. At one point, Heenan hands Terry his branding iron. Rick ducks it. Rick drives his shoulder into Terry's stomach, knocking the branding iron out of the ring. A few minutes later, Heenan hands Terry a chair. Manning grabs the chair from Terry. Heenan climbs onto the ring apron to protest Manning's refereeing. Terry charges Rick, but Rick catches him with a hip toss into Manning and Heenan. Terry gets back to his feet, but Rude takes him down with the Rude Awakening. Manning manages to crawl over to count the pinfall. Your winner, in a time of 17 minutes, 47 seconds, Ravishing Rick Rude. And now the main event of the evening. The build-up between these two tag teams has been ridiculous, especially Bobby Heenan's actions. And it's gotten to a point where I need to put my foot down. One match to end it all. Settle it in the ring, not in the dressing room. Be wrestlers in the ring. Quit the soap opera drama. So I make the match best of three falls for the World Tag Team titles. Smoking Guns defending the world titles against the former champions, Gentleman Chris Adams and Honky Tonk Man. The Guns come out without their usual swagger. They look to be all business for this great match. Adams and Honky Tonk Man come out with a look of hunger in their eyes as they try to regain their titles. The first fall goes to the Guns after Billy catapults Adams into a bulldog from Bart for the pin in a time of 18 minutes, 36 seconds. The second is the quickest of the falls as Honky Tonk Man gets the pin over Bart with a shake, rattle, roll in a time of 21 minutes, 8 seconds. The third and deciding fall has many high spots as Billy kicks out from the super kick. Adams kicks out from the Famouser. Bart kicks out from the shake, rattle, and roll. Finally, Bart gets the pin after a bulldog on Honky Tonk Man to retain the titles in a time of 34 minutes, 52 seconds. Your winners and still world tag team champions, the Smoking Guns. And Heenan and the Guns celebrate in the ring as Honky Tonk Man rolls out of the ring to Adams and Sunshine. They want to say it's not over, but it might as well be over. Maybe there'll be another title match up in the future, but we've got several other tag teams that could be great contenders for the World Tag Team titles. So it might not be Adams and Honky Tonk Man again for a while. But for right now, the Smoking Guns are your World Tag Team champions. And that's it for this week. Short card. Next week is even shorter as we have another huge main event for next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, thanking you for supporting Pro Wrestling America and the Wrestling with Theology podcast. Don't only listen to the Pro Wrestling America stuff, but if you don't listen to the theological stuff, try it. Confessional Corner on Monday, we're going through the apology of the Augsburg Confession. Thursdays, we dig deeper into the Psalms. There's the weekly sermons. There's moments of meditation, which are broadcast on the radio here locally and redone here so that everyone might be able to hear them. I encourage you to be back to see what is going to happen in Pro Wrestling America, but all of the Wrestling with Theology podcast, as it's not only entertainment for you, but also education to help you to wrestle with the theology around you.